Thank you for joining us on the Wings of Healing podcast, where we are walking by faith. Follow us for devotions, Bible studies, and encouragement as we discuss topics relevant to life.
Hello, everybody. Pastor Chuck Holsinger here. And today's podcast is going to be titled Bearing Much Fruit. So thank you so much for joining me today. I pray you're having a good day and that we are able to just take these next few moments and just reflect upon the word of the Lord. In John chapter 15, verse 8, Jesus is speaking, and he said, "Herein is my Father glorified, that ye bear much fruit, so shall ye be my disciples." The Amplified translation says, "My Father is glorified and honored by this, when you bear much fruit and prove yourselves to be my true disciples." I wonder today if you've ever asked the question, what does God like? I know if you've ever been in a situation where you're trying to figure out where a group of people want to go out to eat or what store you want to go to or whatever, the question always comes up of what do you like, you know? And I wonder sometimes if in our walk with God, I know we got the Bible and I know we read scriptures like we just read, but have we truly, you know, asked ourselves the question, what is it that I can do that God would like and that God would honor? Each of us enjoy someone going out of his or her way to make your day special. I'm sure that we can all recall times in our life where somebody did something nice for us, or somebody did something that blessed us. And I'm sure that we would all admit that it makes us feel good, you know. And so John 15 states that the thing that we can do to honor and glorify God is to bear or produce much fruit. The chapter is started by the line in verse 1 of chapter 15, "I am the true vine." So where this is in our text there in verse 8, this is kind of a continuation of this idea of the vine and the branches. And we won't get into all of that, but I do want to talk a little bit about, you know, we understand through scripture that, you know, that God is the vine and that we, the church, are the branches. And I look at it kind of like a tree. You know, you got the trunk of the tree and then you got all the branches that kind of come off of that trunk. And that's exactly really what the Bible was talking about. The roots and the trunk, you know, is the strength of the tree. It is what makes it stable, and through it flows the life-giving nutrients that's needed for that tree to produce, to stay alive, to gain strength, to grow, and all those kinds of things. The trunk is the strength, and the branches is where the fruit is produced. God has allowed the church, you know, think about that. God has allowed the church, the people of God, to be the to bear the fruit and behold and produce the beauty of holiness. And, you know, I think about that, and, you know, very seldom do you go up, look at a tree or a plant or anything like that, and very seldom do you go and look at that tree and say, man, the trunk of that tree is really nice, you know, or the stem of that plant is, you know, really got a really good collar to it. You know, most of the time you're commenting on whether the apples on that tree taste good or the, the flowers blooming on that plant or on that tree, you know, are beautiful or, and are good to look at or smell good, something along those lines. So God has allowed us to be that part, to take that part, to be the beauty, to be the one that, you know, this world looks at, in which that they follow Christ, they find Christ, to be, you know, we're the ones that they do it through. Think about that. Bearing fruit is a requirement of the branch, and it is necessary for reaching the lost. We worship and we praise the Lord at church and in our worship time because he's worthy. But, you know, that's really not fruit. Worship and praise and singing songs to the Lord and all those things that we've kind of, I think, kind of made serving the Lord into praying and things like that really isn't bearing fruit. There's more to it than just that. We may think because I go to church or I hold a certain position in the church, then that's all that I need to do. But Jesus said that bearing fruit is done in the harvest field. And Jesus referred to the people in the world as the harvest. And he said the fields are white, all ready for harvest. And in other words, what he was saying there, that it's past time. If they're white, they're past time to be harvested. And our lives are not given to us for us to waste them. God desires that we bear good fruit on a regular basis, much fruit. He didn't just say good fruit, but he said much fruit. Doing good to others, being creative, helping others, helping them accomplish goals, and other such things always gives us a feeling of accomplishment. And we must admit it makes us feel good, and there's a reason for that. God had made it that way. Like when we can encourage someone, I was telling the church here a few weeks ago, there's nothing, you know, there's no better feeling than someone that you've invited to church or someone that you've taught a Bible study to or took time to witness to that comes to church and goes to an altar and repents and goes to the baptismal and is baptized and receives the Holy Ghost. You know, there's something, it's not really pride, but it's just a sense of joy in their life that God has allowed you. It's humbling, really. It's not pride at all. It's humbling that God has allowed you to play a part in the spiritual well-being of that person. That's what fruit is. The fruit, remember in Galatians chapter 5, 22 and 23, tells us what the fruit of the Spirit is. It says, but the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, temperance. All of those fruit that the Lord has, you know, asked us to bear, all of these deal with our relationship with others. You know, it's not that we turn around. Sure, we give God love, but we show God love by how we love other people. And you know, long-suffering isn't needed for God. He's good to us, right? Long-suffering's needed for when someone maybe don't treat us right or situations in this life are tough. And we got to, you know, we have to be long-suffering in that. So all of these deal with our relationship with others. The foundation of bearing fruit is leading someone to Christ. It's helping somebody back to Christ or encouraging someone who may be falling away from Christ. Think about that. The foundation of bearing fruit. All of the fruit in our lives have something to do along these three things. Number one is leading someone to Christ. Number two is helping somebody back to Christ, somebody who's strayed away, they've lost their way. And then number three is encouraging someone who's still in Christ, but they're falling away from Christ. They're becoming cold in their relationship with God. All of these things, is all of these situations, God has an answer for, and that answer is you and I. He's called us to go out into the highways and byways, compel people to come in. He's called us to pray one for another and encourage one another and lift one another up. It's all about keeping ourselves connected to Christ and then connecting others to Christ. It's all about being a disciple. Jesus said, "By this shall all men know that you are my disciples, that you have love one to another." And in our verse that we read to start off, John 15:8, he said, and paraphrasing, "My Father is glorified and honored by this when we bear much fruit and prove yourselves to be my true disciples." It's all about keeping ourselves connected to Christ and connecting others to Christ also. That is what brings glory to God. So today, as you've asked many times others, you know, hey, where do you want to go? What do you want to do? Where do you want to eat, etc.? I wonder today if we can take just a moment and just ask God, what do you want me to do today? How do you want me to respond? You know, in that situation where maybe there's some turmoil, maybe there's some conflict, you know, take a moment, get off to yourself and say, you know, God, how do you want me to respond to this? Do you want me to respond at all? So there's things that we can do. We can bear much fruit and we can lead others to Christ and be his true disciples. So always remember, it's not just about coming to church. It's not just about reading our Bibles and praying. All those things are wonderful. All those things are good. I preach those all the time. But we've got to understand also that we are called to bear fruit and to lead others to Christ. So I pray today that you recognize in your life the talents, the gifts, the abilities that you have to lead others to Christ. You are valuable to God. You are special to God. And you've got a special place in the kingdom of God to be a light in a dark, dark world. God bless you. I hope you enjoyed this. Take time, if you don't care, to share these devotions, share these lessons, and let us know if there's anything that we can do for you. We love you. This is Pastor Chuck Holsinger from the Wings of Healing Worship Center.
We are glad you were able to join us today. Wings of Healing Worship Center is located in West Portsmouth near the beautiful Shawnee State Forest. We would love to have you join us for a service or a special event. Our services are streamed live on YouTube and Facebook, and more information can be found on our website. Thanks again for joining us, and we hope that you have a wonderful day.